So we're going to look at this topic of facing the impossible. And not the small everyday challenges, but the moments in life that feel too big, too heavy, complicated, or too costly. But the good news is that God meets us in those moments. Today we're looking at Moses in Exodus 3 and 4. So Moses is a man who felt completely overwhelmed. He felt inadequate and completely unprepared for what God had asked him to do. And yet God chose him anyway. Before Moses says anything, before Moses argues, before Moses panics. Let's see if this goes the right way. Oh, have we gone there? Yeah, God speaks and God says something beautiful. He says, I have seen the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out. I am concerned about their suffering. So God sees, God hears, and God cares. See, this is where the story begins. Not with Moses' ability, but with God's compassion. And that matters because some of us today may feel unseen. Some of us might feel like we're unheard. Some of us might feel like our struggles don't matter. But the same God who spoke in Exodus still speaks today. He says, I see you, I hear you, and I care. And this is the foundation of everything that follows. And all this happens in one of the most extraordinary moments in Scripture. Moses is simply tending sheep in the wilderness when he sees a bush on fire and it's not burning up. I've realised this writing is a little bit small probably on this one. And as he turns aside to look, God calls out his name. Moses, Moses. And Moses replies, here I am. So the God who sees, hears, and cares now steps into Moses' ordinary day. With a miraculous encounter and a personal call on his life. Now, if we look at Moses, God says, I'm sending you to Pharaoh. And Moses essentially says, absolutely not. He gives excuse after excuse. He says, who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He's essentially saying, I'm nobody. I'm not fit for this task. What if they don't listen? He's got fear of failure. He says, I can't speak well. He's saying, I'm not gifted enough for this task. And finally, he says, please send someone else. Moses is terrified. He feels inadequate. He feels too broken, too weak, and too ordinary for the task. And many of us may know that feeling. I remember when I first became a Christian, about 18 months after, at Trent we have a course called First Steps, and it's not First Steps like we do the kids' ministry here. It's First Steps, as in First Steps with Jesus. It's like a follow-on course from Alpha. And I was asked, you'd be good at hosting a table for this. I said, well, I've only been a Christian a year and a half. I'm not ready to host a table on that. No, you'll be great. We'll put you with a really experienced Christian and you can help, you know, people on this journey of following Jesus. And I thought, I'm not ready, but I thought, you know, I'll step out and I'll do it. And so I was on the course. It was all fine. And then a prophecy week comes up and a lady from the front said, now your table hosts are going to give words of knowledge and prophecy. And I was thinking, I am not ready for this. And I'd love to say I was full of faith and I said, Jesus, yes, I'll do that. But I was stood there with my eyes closed and my hands open going, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, obviously in my head. So I'm just stood there. And the lady who ran the session just came over to me and put a hand on my shoulder and said, I've got a word from God for you and it is that you're ready. And I was like, I'm ready, I'm ready. And in that moment, I had words for people, pictures for people, and I think it was a blessing to them, but more of anything, it was a blessing to me because I felt that God saw me in that moment. But it was a cry of desperation, not of, you know, I'm strong in my faith. It was a cry of, I have got to be reliant on you, God, because I've got nothing here. And so it was an amazing moment. And I sometimes think God likes having us in that place outside of our comfort zone because it leaves space for the Holy Spirit to move. And maybe that's you today. Maybe God is nudging you towards something. And everything in you wants to say, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm scared. Someone else. I'm not ready. Well, then you can relate to Moses. In the home group study guide, I don't know if people tend to use this too much, but it puts it like this. It says, he became God's anointed leader, but not without an intense personal struggle. So Moses didn't feel ready, didn't feel strong, didn't feel capable, and God called him anyway. And here's the heart of the message. When Moses says, who am I? God doesn't say, come on, Moses, you've got this. He doesn't give him a pep talk. He says something far better. He says, I will be with you. See, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. I think that's the whole story. I think that's the Christian life, and there's so much truth in that saying. Look how God reassures Moses. He gives him his presence, his power, and his people. So that's what we're going to look at next. So first, God gives his presence. Moses says, who am I? And God answers, I will be with you. That is the foundation of Moses' calling. And ours, not our strength or our skill or our confidence, is his presence. Second, God gives his power. The staff becomes a snake. The hand becomes leprous. I was reading it again this morning, and it's quite... Moses puts his hand in his pocket. It comes out with leprosy, and he puts it back in again. It comes out, and it's healed again. Moses asked, the water becomes blood. These aren't signs to show Moses' ability. They're about God's power. See, Moses' greatest insecurity is his speech. God doesn't deny Moses' weaknesses. He simply says, who gave human beings their mouths? God isn't limited by our limitations. Our weaknesses become the stage for his power. And God's power doesn't wait for our confidence. Moses is still hesitant, still afraid. And God doesn't wait for Moses to feel powerful. He just asks him to obey. See, faith is obedience in the presence of fear. And I understand why Moses feels afraid. Pharaoh's the most powerful man on earth at that time. But God's clearly not intimidated. The signs God gives... are direct confrontations to the Egyptian gods. God is saying to Moses, the power in you is greater than the power that's against you. And God's power is released through surrender. The staff becomes powerful when Moses lets it go and throws it down. His hand is healed when Moses obeys. I always think, imagine you put it in going, is it going to work again when I'm doing it in front of Pharaoh? You know, the water becomes blood when it's poured out. But scripture is full of people who felt ill-equipped like Moses. Yet God uses them powerfully. Gideon, Jeremiah, David, Esther, the unschooled ordinary disciples. Yet God used every one of them. And across all these examples, a pattern emerges. God chooses unlikely people. He delights in using those that are overlooked. The insecure, the inexperienced, and the underqualified. See, God gives them what they lack, the courage, words, strength, wisdom, supernatural ability. Because God's presence is the real qualification. The turning point in every story is not human ability, it's divine presence. God shapes them as they obey. They grow after they step out in faith, not before. And God gets the glory when the weak succeed. Their weakness becomes the stage for his strength. I think there's so many stories in that. Like, I always think David, he picks like the small shepherd boy to defeat Goliath. You know, Moses is not eloquent of speech. He's the one who's going to talk to the people, talk to Pharaoh. But finally, third, God gives his people. When Moses says, "I can't speak," God sends Aaron to help him. God never calls us to do his work alone. God responds to Moses' fear with compassion. He sends Aaron. God doesn't shame Moses for needing help. He provides the help that Moses needs. And throughout Scripture, God calls people together. Moses and Aaron, Joshua and Caleb, David and Jonathan, Elijah and Elisha. Sounds like I said exactly the same name twice. Elijah and Elijah. But God's mission is communal. You are not meant to face Pharaoh alone. So let me ask you gently, what feels impossible for you right now? A relationship that feels stuck? A decision that you're afraid to make? A step of obedience you've been avoiding? A calling you feel unworthy of? Maybe a situation at home or work that just feels really heavy, and a fear that you just can't shake, a prayer that feels too big. I often feel this when I love sharing my faith, and sometimes I think I'm going to share my faith with this person, and something grabs me, and it's fear of like rejection from. I'm like, why did I not share my faith with that person when I really felt God speaking to me about sharing it? And I feel convicted by the Holy Spirit. Okay, and that's like, well, next time I'm going to learn from that, having processed it with the Holy Spirit, I'm then going to share it next time and try and overcome that. Because it's not about me, it's about God. We celebrated, whatever your impossible is, the message of Exodus 3:4 that I think we can really all take away is that God is not asking you to be strong or impressive. Just asking you to trust that he is with you. We celebrated Pentecost a couple of weeks ago, and God's Spirit being poured out on all people, God with us by his Spirit. And it just reminded me, I heard this yesterday and I thought I wanted to really share it. It's a striking quote by A.W. Tozer, and I'll read it. He said this: if the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would go on and no one would know the difference. If the Holy Spirit had been withdrawn from the New Testament church, 95% of what they did would stop and everybody would know the difference. That's a really challenging quote, isn't it? It just highlights that we start to rely on our own strength and our own abilities. You know, we want to perform for God and we want to get it right, but actually, it's not about us, it's about him. I think it's a sobering reminder that we are not meant to live the Christian life in our own strength. We need the presence, the power, and the people of God, just like Moses. So here's the invitation today. Bring your impossible to God. Bring your fear. Bring your weaknesses. Bring your excuses and bring your reluctance. Bring it all before him. And hear him say to you, just as he said to Moses, I see you. I hear you. And I care. And you'll also hear him say, I will be with you. That's the promise that carried Moses, and it's the promise that carries us.